You're listening to Mary's Merry Christmas Podcast, Season 2, Episode 11, Christmas in July, 2024 Bonus Edition. Hi, friends. I hope you've had a great first half of 2024. We've taken a few fun trips, toasted lots of birthdays, and even celebrated our oldest son Jake's college graduation. Even though we are in the heart of summer, it is not too early to start thinking about how you want your Christmas holiday season to look. I've continued to be inspired by Christmas content this year. In fact, I'm already putting together another super fun season of Mary's Merry Christmas Podcast for you to enjoy. But for now, let's dive into some fun ways to take your holiday to the next level and why it's important to get the ball rolling now. Here are some fun ideas for July. Christmas does not need to be limited to just a season or month. Like Taylor Swift says in her song Lover, "Leave the Christmas lights on until January. We make the rules." I like that way of thinking. Are you or someone in your family a Lego fan? Why not invest in a Christmas Lego set for the family to work on in July? There are so many different Christmas sets, from easy and inexpensive, like the Wintertime Polar Bears Christmas Decor Set for $16 on Amazon, or the Winter Market Stall for $29.99, to way more elaborate sets, like the Home Alone House you can get from Barnes & Noble for $299. Another idea for July is to start building a holiday music playlist. Ask family and extended family for favorite Christmas songs. When November comes along, you'll have meaningful songs to listen to at home or around town. Do you have Apple Music? Want to be part of the Mary's Merry Christmas Podcast Christmas playlist? You can email me your favorite Christmas song at marysmerrychristmas@gmail.com. No apostrophe, or DM me on Instagram. Search for the playlist on Apple Music. Let's start building. Of course, there are lots of movies and shows about Christmas available year-round. If you can get the family to dive into a movie or show, great. Maybe you just want a me party and plan a night for yourself watching a Hallmark movie or one of the many Christmas movies available on Netflix or other streaming services. I turned on a Hometown episode on HGTV in May that took place during Christmas. I didn't even plan for it. It was such a fun surprise. Lots of your favorite shows likely have Christmas episodes. They're usually extra beautiful and joyful. Another fun thing to do now is work on an Advent box for someone special. I've been collecting little things for my cousin and can't wait for him to start opening them December 1st. If you need some inspiration, you can choose a theme for your recipient, like fun candy or fancy chocolates, beauty or self-care products, holiday trinkets, or sports/hobbies they like. Doing thoughtful things make your loved ones feel special. And doing it early is way more fun for you than when you're short on time and it feels like a chore. Here's a fun fact. In Australia, people celebrate Yule Fest in July. Since it's winter in July in the Southern Hemisphere, Yule Fest is a time to embrace the holiday spirit. If you can't make a trip to Australia, you could consider celebrating here with your own Yule Fest day. Put out or make some decorations. Cook a roast and drink some mulled wine. Light some candles and finish the night with a traditional Australian pavlova. Here's a recipe for a pavlova. You will need 4 large egg whites, 1¼ cups of white sugar, 2 teaspoons of cornstarch, 1 teaspoon each of vanilla and lemon juice, 1 pint of heavy cream, and some sliced kiwi for topping. Now that you have your ingredients, here's how to put it all together. First, preheat an oven to 300 degrees. Now line a baking sheet with parchment paper and draw a 9-inch circle on the paper. Next, in a metal bowl, beat egg whites until stiff. Gradually add the sugar and continue to beat until the meringue is white and glossy. Now it's time to gently fold in the cornstarch, lemon juice, and vanilla. Next, spoon the mixture inside the circle you drew on the parchment paper, building up the edges slightly. Place the meringue into the oven and bake it for about an hour. The meringue should be dry. Cool it on a wire rack. While it's cooling, you can beat the cream into stiff peaks. Then transfer the meringue to a serving plate, fill with the whipped cream, and top with kiwi slices. Slice it and enjoy. Now you have a pavlova. Good day, mate. Now let's spend some time on how you want your holiday plans to look. There's so much to think about during the months leading up to Christmas and so many decisions to make. Now might be the best time to plant some seeds or start some conversations with your family on how to best enjoy the season. Do you need to switch things up? Letting people know your Christmas plans in advance will prevent drama that might very well ruin your holiday experience. Maybe someone in your family has a new job or a work requirement that would make celebrating in January make a lot more sense. It's often less expensive and less hectic to travel then. Have you had a loss in the family? Maybe this year you plan a vacation during Christmas to celebrate in a new way. Are there sporting events that you will need to plan around? My husband sent a group text to me and our boys about the NFL playoff schedule from December 19th to the 26th. That means a lot of non-Christmas content on the TV. I'm already trying to think of ways for all of us to enjoy the different things that are important to us. Here's something fun to plan for. Do you know that Hanukkah will begin at sundown on December 25th this year? This would be such a great year to plan a way to blend some holiday traditions together. Speaking of plans, I have a list on my phone of 2023 holiday events. This is a good time to look back at that list and see what you got to do and maybe things that you didn't get to do. Why not start a 2024 holiday event list? I had 16 things on my list, from events like the Botanical Garden Holiday Lights to our traditional pickleball family round robin event. There were restaurants that got holiday overlays and shopping experiences on my list. I got to 8 of those activities. So now for this year, I want to try to do some of the things I missed last year. Having that in mind now makes it more likely I'll get to do the fun things, and I know great memories will be made. The next thing I want to talk about are reveals. This is an idea to take any gift-receiving experience to the next level. They can be used for the most basic experience to the most extravagant. Here are some that I'm loving. Have someone you know, or if you're a good artist, paint a canvas with the gift idea on it. For an example, my sister-in-law Robin planned a girls' weekend in Charleston. The canvas she sent said, "Come with me to Charleston" at the top, and then ideas of things to do and places to go while we were there. The rest were painted on it. She wrapped it in a box to be opened on Christmas Day. I'll post a picture on my Instagram page. It was really cute. Another reveal for a trip is one my cousin Derek produced. We surprised our boys with a trip to Utah, and Derek made a video that was so personal. It was exciting and fun. There was a note in the basement for the boys in a wrapped box that says, "Who's ready for an adventure?" Then they came up and we watched the video. It was a crowd pleaser. My friend Jen surprised her kids with a cruise that the family left for on the 26th of December. She set up a scavenger hunt around the house with clever clues and items they found along the way to help them guess where they were going. Another super fun tech-savvy gift reveal is to create a QR code. You can find a picture of a place or item, create a QR code for it, print it out, and wrap it. My husband did that one. Now that's a fun way to find out what your gift is. My mom gave the boys golf gloves last year with a gift card to Putt Shack, a fun mini golf place near us for a family experience. Now is a great time to get the creative juices flowing. Here's a sneak peek of some things coming your way in season 3 of the podcast. Gadgets and gizmos, teens at Christmas, interviews and recipes, games and gift ideas, more ways to party, and more Instagram contests. Be sure you are subscribed. We can connect on Instagram and Threads at Mary's Merry Christmas Podcast. And now you can reach out to me on Gmail at marysmerrychristmas@gmail.com, no apostrophe. Feel free to ask questions, share ideas or suggestions. Don't forget to email or DM me your favorite song for our Apple Music playlist. And leave a review on iTunes. For more Christmas in July ideas, check out Mary's Merry Christmas Podcast, Episode 11, from June 16, 2023, on iTunes or wherever you listen to Mary's Merry Christmas Podcast. Well, friends, that's all for now. Thanks for listening.